Immediately the reports came out, we started getting reports from Ghana, from other countries saying that they had discovered anthrax in some cattle. So, of course, that caused a level of panic in populations. So we sent out a team of technicians led by our Central Veterinary Lab Director, technicians from the Ministry of Health, from the National Public Health Institute of Liberia, and they were backed up by FAO and WHO and some World Bank regional surveillance to see what was happening. They went up there and they took soil samples, water samples from the drinking areas, tissue samples from the live and the dead animals, blood samples, and they brought it down for testing. And the results came back with no traces of anthrax, no traces of brucellosis, which are the two main zoonotic diseases that we were worried about, and no traces of pesticide residue. In fact, that area, there's no farm nearby. Meanwhile, Sierra Leone issued a ban on Liberian cattle.
Is there a cross-border trade in cows between Liberia and Sierra Leone? How did the ban come about?
Well, we have over 500 unmanned border points between Liberia and its neighbors. If there's a cross-border trade in cows between Liberia and Sierra Leone, it's negligible. And as I say, we're not a cattle-rearing country. So cows is not something that we are busy trading. They chose to issue the ban, but it's not just for cattle coming from Liberia into Sierra Leone, but also for three districts in Sierra Leone that they want to restrict cattle moving further into Sierra Leone from those three border districts. And that's interesting too.
Minister, if, as you said, the cows did not die from, say, anthrax or something else, what do you think might have contributed to the death of these 36 cows?
We did interview the locals, the cattle owner, the herdsmen in the areas. We even interviewed Sierra Leonean district officials right across the border. The general consensus seems to be lightning strike. There were reports of thunderstorm activities in that area. And as like I said, it's quite a remote area. So the sudden deaths are in keeping with what could be a lightning strike, which would then spread across the ground if it's raining. The lightning would then electrocute cows. That's the only plausible explanation because almost half of the herd is still living and showing no signs of disease.
Has Liberia made any representation to the Sierra Leone government?
You know, Sierra Leone just had their elections, and the Sierra Leone minister, Dr. Abdul Karim, has just been replaced with a new minister just a few days before, I think, the ban was issued. So we have been in communication with the minister's office before the ban was issued, just to tell them what we were doing and keep them informed. And they were telling us what they heard, and they were basically repeating rumors such as, oh, y'all were spraying for caterpillars in that area. We were nowhere near Foya where I was spraying.
Minister Cooper, thank you so much. It's always very nice to talk with you.
Thank you, James. Thank you. It's a pleasure.